You know, every once in a while, a story lands on my desk that sits right at the intersection of aviation and something else entirely. Today, that something else is commerce, branding, and a licensing agreement at one of the busiest airports in South Florida. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar, Palm Beach International, Papa Bravo, India. If you've flown in or out of there, you know the terminal, you know the gift shops. What you might not know is that those gift shops and just about every piece of merchandise sold inside that airport are about to look a whole lot different. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's what happened. The Palm Beach County Government, which operates Palm Beach International Airport, has entered into a licensing and concessions agreement that gives entities connected to President Trump what amounts to exclusive control over merchandise sales and biographical displays inside the terminal. We're talking about gift shops, retail kiosks, and the kind of branded content you see when you're killing time between flights. Now, the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Let me walk you through what this actually means. First, the merch monopoly angle. Under this deal, Trump-affiliated businesses hold the exclusive right to sell branded merchandise inside Papa Bravo India. That means if you're walking through the terminal and you want to buy a hat, a mug, a t-shirt, there's a very good chance it's going to carry Trump branding. Other vendors who previously operated retail space in the terminal are either being squeezed out or renegotiating under terms that funnel through this new arrangement. The word monopoly gets thrown around a lot, but when one entity controls all retail concessions in a public-use airport terminal, that's a pretty clean fit for the definition. Second, and this is the part that caught my eye, the biographical control clause. The agreement reportedly includes provisions that give Trump-affiliated entities authority over how the president's biography and image are presented within the airport. Think informational displays, signage, any kind of historical or biographical content in the public areas of the terminal. That means the airport, a publicly owned and publicly funded facility, has essentially outsourced editorial control over a portion of its public-facing content to a private interest. Now, let me be clear about what I'm not doing here. I'm not making a political judgment. I don't care if you voted red, blue, or stayed home. What I care about is airports, and airports are public infrastructure. Palm Beach International receives federal funding through the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA. It operates under grant assurances that come with obligations about how that public space is managed. When any private entity, regardless of who they are, gets exclusive commercial control inside a federally obligated airport, that raises questions worth asking. Here's what you need to know if you're a pilot or a frequent flyer through Papa Bravo India. Operationally, nothing changes. The runways are the same, the approach plates are the same, the tower frequency hasn't moved. This is a terminal concession story, not an airspace story. Your AT's information on 128.325 is going to sound exactly like it always does. But there's a broader principle at play. Airports across the country are managed by local authorities, counties, cities, port authorities, and they enter into concessions agreements all the time. That's how you get your Starbucks at the gate and your Hudson News by baggage claim. The difference here is the scope of exclusivity and the biographical control element, which is unusual. Most concessions deals are about selling sandwiches and sunglasses, not controlling the narrative content inside a public building. The Palm Beach County Commission approved this arrangement, and there are commissioners on both sides of the debate. Some see it as an economic opportunity, others have raised concerns about the precedent it sets for public facilities. The FAA has not publicly weighed in on whether this arrangement conflicts with any grant assurance obligations, but aviation attorneys I've seen quoted on this are already flagging it as something to watch. For the general aviation community, the takeaway is this: airports are not shopping malls. They exist because of public investment, federal funding, and the understanding that air transportation serves the common good. When the commercial character of an airport shifts dramatically in one direction, it's worth paying attention to how that happened and what it means for the next airport, maybe yours, where someone comes knocking with a similar proposal. This also fits into a larger trend we've been watching. Airport concessions revenue has become a major income stream for airport authorities, especially after the pandemic squeezed budgets. The temptation to sign big exclusive deals is real, and Palm Beach isn't the only airport where we're seeing aggressive concession strategies. But the combination of retail exclusivity and content control in one package is new territory. I'll keep watching this one. If the FAA issues any guidance or if there's a legal challenge, you'll hear about it here. That story came from the team over at Simple Flying. Good aviation journalism on a story that a lot of outlets are covering from the political angle, but not the airport operations angle. That's going to do it for this one. More at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower, fly smart, and I'll see you on the next ATIS.